dreams into reality. At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
.net/MHM.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome into a brand new weekend of the National Defense. My name is Randy Miller. We do this show for one reason only. We do it for our active duty military, our veterans, and their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you. And especially God bless you this Christmas season. I just hope you're having a great holiday, and I hope wherever you are, at home, with your family, deployed and without your family, I just hope that you know that you are thought of, you're protected, and we absolutely honor your service. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday from the National Defense. Hey, coming up this week, we're going to look back on some of those Christmas memories, some of those holiday favorites, some great interviews from some incredible people. It's all happening this week as we celebrate the season right here on the National Defense. Man, I tell you, you guys are going to love this. I know you love Battlestar Galactica. Katie Sackhoff is with us. You know her as Starbuck. She's also been in Longmire and many other things. She's got a brand new podcast to talk about, and she's here with us on the National Defense. Katie, how are you?
I'm so good. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Listen, I have just been listening to your podcast. I want to get into that. But first, I want to find out, because I just interviewed somebody, the former head of Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, who's talking about UFOs and UAPs. Do you believe in UFOs?
You know, not as much as some people, but the one thing that I continue to go back on is a line from Contact with Jodie Foster, where she says it would be a terrible waste of space if it was just us.
That's right. Exactly. Well, I didn't even know they changed it now. It's not a UFO anymore. It's UAP, which is an unidentified anomalous phenomena. For some reason.
Yes.
But see, now we're hearing from, because our audience is active duty military veterans and their families, and now we're hearing from, F-18 pilots and you know, people like that. It's not just grandma out in the cornfield, you know. I mean, so those kind of reports are like, what?
Yeah. No, for sure. I think that, look, I've got a lot of friends that are really into this topic. I am not as up to date on it as a lot of people, for sure. So I cannot speak about this with any authority whatsoever. But I do find it very interesting when people who are in positions of, the military that we respect highly are coming out and saying some of the things that they're saying, it is a little like, okay, well, you know, maybe we should sit up and listen.
Right. Just set up a, maybe a conference call, just something to, you know, kind of let us know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case.
We're talking to Katie Sackhoff here on the National Defense. Her podcast is called The Sackhoff Show. And you've got a jingle. How do you get a jingle?
Oh, my God. You know what? You pay enough money, you can have a jingle.
I love it. As an old-time radio guy, I can appreciate a jingle.
I love them. And I have so many friends that are musicians. And so I think, you know, in all honesty, it's a phone call and a favor. But I think ours is pretty good. We've had a couple for the show, and I really love them both. So
how do you like doing a podcast? It seems like you're having fun.
I am. You know, I think what it comes down to is that I really love talking to people. I love trying to figure out what makes someone tick. You know, like, what is it that makes one person really successful, and how did they excel, and how did they deal with controversy, and how did they deal with hardship, and how did they just keep going? You know, I love talking to people, and that is what the podcast is. And so I'm going through my Rolodex of all of my friends in the industry and hounding them to talk to me. And then I'm also, you know, sliding into people's DMs, which is really funny too. I never thought I would do that in a non-sexual way.
That's funny. Well, I just listened to Edward James Olmos, which was, oh my gosh. So
yeah.
As of this moment, we are at war. I mean, that guy, just the voice. But I mean, to hear him talking about some real things with you, and I was especially intrigued at the way that he kind of taught you acting in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I think that sometimes I forget how young I was when I started acting. I was 14 years old. I was on my first series when I was 18. By the time I got to Battlestar, I was 23 years old.
Wow.
And I'd already been acting for almost 10 years. And you know, I'd never studied. I started working so quickly, and I was in the right place at the right time. And I worked my ass off, but I never studied. I just started working. And so, you know, I always had this imposter syndrome, and my mom always said to me, you just fake it until you make it. Like, you are doing the work that other people are doing in classes. You're just on set, so just keep doing what you're doing. And so I did, but I learned tricks, you know. I was never really acting. I didn't have a method like these people that go to theater school or anything
right,
like that. I was just doing it, you know. I was just pretending, which is what I'd been doing since I was, you know, 5 years old. And Eddie basically pulled me aside, and I was just doing what I normally do, which is joke around all the time on set. They say action, and then I just pretend. And he said, you know, if you would really try, you'd be so good. And I was like, what are you talking about, old man? Like, I've been doing this for 10 years.
Right, what are you telling me?
And he basically said, you know, you're not as good as you could be. You're not listening. Just listen. Listen to what I'm saying across from you in this scene, and actually listen to what I'm saying.
Wow.
And that's all he said. That's all he had to say. And all of a sudden, I did the scene again, and I was sobbing. And I realized in that moment that I had become someone else. And that's what acting was. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, but all he had to say was just listen. No one had told me that before.
Wow.
It was so simple.
Well, and a guy like that tells you, somebody, Edward James almost gives you advice. You know, you ask how much you have to pay for that.
Yeah, exactly. You take it, right?
Right.
Thank God. Thank God, as a 23-year-old, I was humble enough to be able to take that advice.
Right.
You know?
Right. Especially somebody been acting for 10 years. I mean, you could have easily just kind of, you know, slept that off and said, I know what I'm doing, okay? But,
Absolutely. 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 Thank God my mom and dad raised me to acknowledge the fact that I do not know everything.
You know, that's the other part about that interview or that conversation you had with Eddie that I really enjoy him talking about your mom and how tough your mom was. Wow, what a great tribute to your mom.
Yeah, no, my mom is tough as nails. She's, you know, she's a phenomenal woman. She's just, and she's funny. She's really funny. And, you know, and my dad, you know, served in the military. He's a self-made man. His dad passed when he was 12, and he became the man of the family really quick, really young. And then he went and served his country and came back, went to school and made a success out of himself.
Wow.
And he is a phenomenal, phenomenal man. My dad is so smart and so, just like street smart, and he's able to look around him and watch trends and see what people are doing and then put it into action. He's a developer here in Oregon, and he's just a fantastic man. Both my parents are awesome people.
Savvy sounds like. We're talking to Katie Sackhoff here on the National Defense, and I want to ask you a little bit about Longmire, because I have some history with Lou Diamond Phillips, and I got to tell you what a guy this is. I worked for the national headquarters of VFW for a few years, and they needed a spokesperson. They did not have a spokesperson, and they tasked me with going out, and they had a short list of people they would love to be spokesperson. Well, somebody on the short list was John Travolta. I went to John Travolta's people. They said, yes, for $100,000, he will give you one public service announcement. That's one side of the coin. I went to Lou Diamond Phillips. He didn't hesitate. He says, I'm all in, whatever you need. And he was the spokesperson for the VFW for 3 or 4 years. I mean, just a fantastic guy.
Yeah, Lou's an awesome man. He's actually a guest on the podcast coming up. He's such a wonderful human being. He's such a phenomenal father. He truly cares about people. And his life is incredibly interesting. So, of course, he would get the podcast.
Yeah, and he always carries a jump rope so he can stay in shape wherever he is. Guy's incredible. Listen, best of luck on the podcast. It's so good. It's called The Sackhoff Show. You can get it everywhere. I'm excited to hear LDP on there. That's going to be fun to listen to. And you just do a great job with everything. How about Comic-Cons? Have you been to a few?
Oh, my God, I love them. You know, it is just another aspect of my career. You know, I owe the success of my projects to the fan base, and going to conventions is something I truly enjoy. Like I said, I love talking to people, and the convention circuit is just another aspect of that. I have one coming up in Portland, Oregon, in like a week and a half. I'm coming to Texas. You know, I'm all over the place. I think I've got like 7 more this year. So,
wow. Oh, that's great, though. Oh,
yeah, because I'm around.
Katie, thank you so much for the time and continued great success. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we got Turtle. We got Turtle. Oh, this is so exciting. Jerry Ferrara is with us. Of course, you know him from his iconic character, Turtle, on HBO's Entourage, which just celebrated its 20th anniversary, which makes my head spin. He's doing a brand new podcast. Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And, 20 years, it feels like such a long time ago, but it also feels like it was yesterday that I was on set shooting Entourage. So my head's spinning too.
What a great show! Well, I mean, just from so many different angles, but from a refreshing angle. I don't know if there was ever a show like that before or since.
There definitely wasn't a show like it at the time, you know. And our big concern even back then with shooting Entourage was, you know, are people really going to care about, like, the behind-the-scenes of a Hollywood movie star? You know, is it maybe in L.A. and New York they may love it, but is everywhere else in the country really going to care? And turns out, not only did they cared more than New York and L.A. to a degree. So, yeah, I don't think there was a show like it back then. Also, you know, four guys, young right. guys kind of running around Hollywood. And, yeah, there's been shows sort of like it since, but, you know, you always got to focus on the one that went first.
Yeah, and, you know, the characters on that show were just so, so good and so well written. And Turtle was always right in the middle of everything. And so, man, it's just great to talk to you. Excited about your podcast called Throwbacks, which is launching on September 5th, coincidentally, the home opener for our Kansas City Chiefs. We're based here in Kansas City. And you're going to be talking with Matt Leinart, the Heisman Trophy winner, and I think also served as Kurt Warner's backup for several seasons, right?
Yeah, yes, he definitely, sir. I think he might have been the starter first and then maybe went to the backup role. But yeah, so ironically too, when Entourage started 20 years ago out in LA, you know, Matt was winning the Heisman Award for USC in LA during those, we could have easily been friends back then, and we kind of came to each other later in life with this show. We will definitely talk about your Kansas City Chiefs. That's a fact. Not. They're going to be very exciting. Andy Reid never wins Coach of the Year, but he's arguably the best coach in the NFL. But we will have a lot of fun on this show talking football. I'm also a big basketball guy. I'm a big Knicks fan. So, you know, once basketball season kicks up, now that the Knicks are good, I'm going to have to talk some hoops. But what an exciting time. I mean, you know, the days leading up to football, we can't take it anymore. We need football. But it's also the anticipation. It's such a beautiful thing. It's a great time to be a sports fan right now.
Absolutely, man. We're talking to Jerry Ferrara here in the National Defense. And Throwbacks is a new podcast, which starts on September 5th. And you guys are going to talk all kinds of showbiz stuff and sports. And I think that is such a winning combination. I just watched the Kelce Brothers podcast with Adam Sandler. And, you know, I think that dynamic is just so great. And I also think that there's an admiration in both directions for sports and entertainment, right?
Oh, it's already come out, and we did a few like test shows, Matt and I, just to, you know, just to get a few reps in.
Sure.
One thing that keeps coming up that's apparent is I am very interested in the behind the scenes, in an Entourage way almost, of NFL quarterback life, NFL player, but also even like the differences between the college football stadiums that he's playing in versus the pro football. So I have all these questions that aren't just like, hey, what were you thinking on this play?
Right, right.
You know, And he has just as many questions as me. I think secretly athletes want to be actors and actors want to be athletes. So it's
a
pretty fun combination. And, you know, look, I don't love to call sports entertainment because for the athletes, a lot of them are, you know, it's so much more than not just trying to entertain. I'm an actor. My job is to entertain. But I do think the crossover between sports and movies and TV and film and pop culture is so fun. And I think Matt and I are coming from two very specific point of views, having lived through it.
Yeah. Now, where did you grow up, Jerry?
So I grew up in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn in the 90s, which was, you know, great place to grow up, a lot of great lessons in life, but also wasn't a very, you know, acting wasn't a very popular career choice. So I moved out to L.A. when I was about 20 years old. That was kind of my college experience. You know, Matt was born and raised out in L.A. and played out in L.A. for college. So we also have this East Coast, West Coast thing, which is pretty fun. Now I live in the Midwest. My wife's from Cleveland, so I live in the Midwest now, which I have a lot of love for the Midwest. I actually wish I grew up in the Midwest.
Man, I tell you what, I don't know if you were surprised as a lot of other people about that baseball team this year, but they are playing some ball.
Very surprised, but in some ways not. I mean, a surprise to this level, but one thing that the Guardians have always done, which is kind of wild, is they always put good teams out there. They have one of the lowest payrolls. And it's so frustrating because I'm a Yankee fan and you watch us spend all this money, and then because we're always spending it on players that have come up through the Guardians, you know. Some of these smaller market teams with smaller payrolls have just really done a great job putting their teams together. I've gone from a bunch of Guardians. That team is legit. That team is legit. And everyone's going to be chasing their players in the offseason.
We're talking to Jerry Ferrara here on the National Defense. Do you still stay in touch with some of those guys from Entourage?
Oh, yeah, we're on a group text that we all, you know, we were just talking the other day. Of course, Kevin Dillon, who played Johnny Drama, it takes him a couple of days to respond. He's used to an iPhone. He's not the most, in true Drama fashion, he's not with his phone, which I actually respect. He's not with his phone in his hand every 5 minutes like so many of us are.
You're right.
We were actually celebrating the 20-year anniversary out in L.A. last month, so I got to see all them. It's like family, you know. You go through so much together working on that show. Really, now we all have kids and stuff, so we, you know, it's a time capsule of my life at the end of the day. 20 years, you know, a lot's happened. So yeah, those guys are like my family. Those guys and girls are my family in a lot of ways.
Now you talk about kids, you got two sons, is that right?
I got two sons. I got a 5-year-old, 3-year-old. Today's the first day of school, so a lot of excitement in the Ferrara house. And that's what's fun, too, with Liner. Liner's got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old as well. And he also has almost 18-year-old who's going off to college soon. So that's going to come up a lot on the show for me if you have kids out there. I mean, I went on a 5-minute rant on our test show about why I think bounce houses should be banned at all kids' parties because it's like a UFC event when you get the different weight class. All you need is that, like, 11-year-old who's, like, 6'1", 195 pounds, and it's over. Becomes the UFC.
That's exactly right.
Santa, they shouldn't be – or have weight classes. You need to have weight classes like boxing.
Hey, I used to see that happen on a regular basis when my kids were little at Chuck E. Cheese. So I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
Oh, yeah. Then the parent has to roll in there to go rescue their kid, and then we have to do this roll out. It's hard. Just ban them. You'll never catch that at a Ferrara birthday party.
The new podcast is called Throwbacks, launches on September 5th. Jerry, great to talk to you, man. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck with the podcast. That's going to be fun.
Thank you for having me. And, yeah, I hope to come back as we get deeper into the sports season. We can talk a little deeper about what's going on. But, yeah, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed the talk.
Oh, man, me too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
A major update coming from Visa will soon mean when someone sends you money, you'll have access to your funds faster. Starting in April 2025, Visa's real-time money movement solution, Visa Direct, will improve the speed your money is available in your bank account here in the U.S. Whether splitting a bill with friends, moving money between accounts, receiving an insurance claim payout, or a worker accessing their earned wages. This change will ensure that funds are available in bank accounts within 1 minute or less, starting in April 2025. The improved speed and availability of Visa Direct's funds will improve how businesses and governments operate as well, enabling near immediate funds for everything from government disbursement payouts and healthcare payments to service industry tips. Visit Visa Direct's website to learn more about how Visa Direct is powering faster payments.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. We're going to end our best of holiday show from 2024 with a couple of funny, funny guys. First off, Jim Florentine, who you probably know from Crank Yankers or from his incredible stand-up routine, joined the show with us, as well as Saturday Night Live alumnus and impressions extraordinaire Jay Farrow coming up here to round out this hour of the National Defense. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone.
Comedian, great stand-up comedian, Jim Florentine, is back with a brand new album called You Can't Please Them All. And he's here with us on the National Defense. Jim, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, yesterday I just typed your name into Spotify just to see what I would get. And it was a bunch of your prank phone calls or the calls that you got that you responded to. And I got to tell you, man, as a morning radio show host for many, many years who've made a living on prank phone calls, I don't like other people's prank phone calls. Yours are the best. Yours are the best. And I think one of the reasons is you understand the value of a pregnant pause.
There's nothing better than uncomfortable silence.
So there's nothing better than uncomfortable silence?
especially in comedy, you know, in a prank call and stuff, I just leave it hanging, just make it uncomfortable as possible, because I know that I would like listening to that.
You would like listening to that?
Yeah, because especially if I put somebody on the spot or I'm just acting like stupid, and then I, you know, I say something stupid and there's just silence, I love that's golden. Sometimes you have to cut the tracks down. There's a little too much talking. They're trying to sell me whatever. It's all telemarketers calling, so it's all incoming calls. And whenever I'm with the editor, I go, don't take any of that silence out. It's great.
Don't take any of the silence out?
Yeah, like, you know, the uncomfortable silence. Like, don't edit it from 6 seconds down to 2 seconds. Let it breathe.
No, I'm just doing you. I'm doing you repeating the question back to the girl.
Oh my God.
That is the funniest. I mean, all you're doing is repeating the woman's question back to her, and at some point she goes, are you just repeating my question? You go, are you repeating my question? Am I repeating your question? I mean, I died. That was so funny and such a great hour of comedy. I've delved into the new comedy that you got, You Can't Please Them All, a little bit. And I just want to find out, what kind of problem do you have with dog moms?
They don't need to say they're a dog mom because they're not. Technically, you can't be unless you actually gave birth to that dog.
Can you say forever friend?
Just say you have a dog and you love your dog. That's fine, but don't. You're not a dog mom. You didn't raise that dog. It didn't come out of you in a hospital. So stop it.
Hey, how long were you on Crank Yankers?
You know, for we did four seasons, like in early 2000, like 2002 or 2007, and then it came back in like 2018. So we did about seven seasons. I was on all of them.
And how is? I mean, you just seem like you're having a great time. Is it? It can't be always that much fun.
Yeah, look, you. I mean, to get paid to make prank phone calls for a living, like right. I was on a show. Back in the day, it was really popular, too. So it was like, I'm like, is this real? I mean, I used to do this. I did this stuff for free, and now I'm getting paid for it? This is awesome. God bless America.
We're talking to Jim Florentine here at the National Defense. His new comedy special, You Can't Please Them All. It's out there right now. So what do you like doing better? Okay, so you do the calls, you do the TV shows, you do the stand-up. Do you like the stand-up the best?
I would say to stand up, you know, because, you know, with TV, you always have restrictions. With stand up, I'm my own boss. I go up there on stage, say whatever I want. I can't get in trouble. I can dress whatever way I want. So I really like that freedom of doing stand up. You know, the prank calls, I just wait for telemarketers to call. So my right. phone is always on. I have a recorder hooked up to it. I actually have a house phone. My phone is constantly ringing. I record them and I see what I could come up with, you know. So I like doing that too. You know, the TV stuff, you know, there's a lot of restrictions and you kind of have to play it safe. So, but that is, you know, it's also great exposure. So I like that too.
It's amazing. And you got the same kind of stuff from a telemarketer that I got one time about when you discover their scam and when you, you question them, man, they just rip into you, don't they?
Yeah, they don't like it at all. You know, they're reading off a script. And, you know, with me, it's like I keep on – people are like, how do you keep on the phone that long?
Right.
I know, like, as long as you don't curse or tell them you don't want the product, they can't hang up because they're missing a potential sale. So I just play dumb. Hey, I'm just trying to get the information. And they probably just had 10 people in a row hang up on them, tell them, cursing them, tell them don't ever call here again, leave me alone. And then they finally get me and like, all right, there's something weird about this guy, but – you know, he's on the phone. Maybe I could sell him something. So I always have that advantage.
I had a telemarketer scam me one time with try to scam me with my bank account, and when I gave him the evidence that I knew they weren't real. Man, the guy just flies into me immediately, cursing me and all kinds. It was just amazing. He just went from this really well-educated, scripted dude to just flying into a fit of rage. It was so satisfying.
Yeah, that happened with me on a call too. The guy was like, I was messing with him. He wanted some information about my credit card or debit card, and I kept, you know, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he just got really mad. It's like, I'm going to come over there and blow your head off.
Yeah, it's great.
I really got under his skin. He was going crazy. And you can tell he's cupping the phone because he's in his cubicle. He doesn't want everyone to hear.
Right.
I love that reaction.
I do too. We're talking to Jim Florentine here at the National Defense. Oh man, you're so funny. It's so great. Are you touring right now?
Yeah, I'm always usually on tour. Yeah, I'm up in New Hampshire. I'm going to Seattle next week, Vancouver. So, you know, I'm all over the place. I love it, though. I still love doing it after all these years.
Who makes you laugh?
I don't know. You know, Norm MacDonald.
Oh. I've
been watching old clips on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well he's also the master of the pregnant pause.
Yep. Oh, yeah, making the things uncomfortable, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. We used to have a regular segment on my morning show called Stuff the Stiff, because we'd always get these requests in from mainly book authors that had a book that they had written that was very, very uninteresting or uncompelling. So we would book them on with great excitement and then tell the audience to call in with the stupidest questions ever to see how long we could keep them on. And it was amazing. I don't care what you ask these guys, they would still stay on and promote their book. And it was one of the best things I've ever done. Oh, it was so good. I mean, the audience came up with much better stupid questions than I could have, and it was just fun to listen to those guys squirm. But, hey, Jim, great talking to you, man. It's such a pleasure to hear your stuff, and the new one is You Can't Please Them All that's out there right now, and continued great success out there doing it.
I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Right now, get up to 25% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 25% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron. 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Now, I'm comfortable. Being comfortable enough to say that, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm Jared. Like, really? You're Jared? You look like a Jared. You don't get Jared vibes? No, I'm not calling you that. You know what I mean? But...
Oh, man. 6 years on SNL and just a master impressionist. I've just always been such a huge fan. How was your time at SNL, man? It just seemed like you brought something to that cast that nobody else could bring with your impressions. Just great stuff.
I mean, listen, yeah, SNL was a fun time. I mean, but you know, any job is like any job. You have good days, you got bad days, but you know, when the good outweighs the bad, you know, it's a great experience. And you know, I learned a lot on that show. I got a lot of different contacts and made different relationships that I've still been able to have over the years and cultivate. And, you know, it's great. And I'll be back. I'm going back for the 50th. You'll see me there. You know, I'll be there. You know, I got my invite already. You know what I mean? I got my hotel all set. Oh, I don't got the hotel set up yet, but I got my invite. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
I'm looking forward to it, brother.
I was just going to ask you about that. I mean, there's going to be so many surprises this season on SNL, and I'm glad that you are one of those. You know, after I see your show, you got to get a lot of emails from the Gen Zers, huh?
No, look, that's the thing, though. They'll look at me and be like, it's true. We are like that. But the jokes... But the jokes about Gen Z that I got them from the Gen Z told me that. This is not me judging. These are informants from the Gen Z generation. These are Gen Z informants that told me this. So it's not just me punching down. It's just me regurgitating information that I have been given. I'm a Gen Z snitch. I'm snitching on y'all. This is what y'all do. But all in all, man, I mean, I know it seems and it seems like I'm punching down, but nah, man, I'm not. It's all in fun.
That's
you know,
right.
It's all in fun.
That's right.
You know,
we're talking to Jay
Farrow
here in the National Defense and the special filmed at the Dent Theater in Chicago that's out now on YouTube. Chicago is just a great comedy town, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know, I did it, I shot it a year ago at the Den Theater. It was a lot of energy. You know, one of the best places in Chicago, Zany's. I got to give a shout out to Zany's Comedy Club. Zany's is great. And also, the Improv in Schaumburg. You feel me? Like the Improv in Schaumburg, the energy in there is crazy. I love it. It's always a good time. And when you hear 500-600 people cracking up and they're and you feel that pop, there's nothing like it. It's addictive, man. So I love Chicago, Illinois in general.
Stand-up comedy is, I mean, still one of my favorite things in the world to go to and go see. I was just in L.A. and went to see Patton Oswalt, and it was like Patton Oswalt and friends. And one of the friends was Paul Reiser. And there's nothing better than seeing somebody that you don't expect come out and just kill it in a stand-up. Do you like doing that kind of stuff? I mean, you know, not like surprising people with, you know, coming out.
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's nothing like when you go out and you haven't even said anything.
Right.
The crowd is losing they're losing their minds. And then you looking at them like, y'all shut the hell up because what I say might not even be funny. Just wait. Like, shut up, man. Let me perform it. But the energy off top, it lets you know that you do matter in the culture. And that's all you want at the end of the day. You just want to be, everybody's striving to be a superstar and rock star. You know, comedians want to be rock stars. Rock stars want to be comedians.
Right.
But that energy cannot be felt. That energy's like, it can't be duplicated, man. Like, there's nothing like that. Even in New York, when I do pop-ins, I go to the cellar or wherever I go, before I start talking, like, they're cheering for like a minute and a half. Like, it's the most insane feeling. I'm like, hold on, y'all must think I'm Chappelle. Like,
oh, that's
it's
cool.
Different.
That's cool. We're talking to Jay Farrell here in the National Defense and his new comedy special, Jared, which is out on YouTube right now. So when Fox came to you and said, hey man, we got this thing called the quiz with balls. You want to host it? What's that reaction like?
Not a good one, at first. I'll tell you that. There was, hey, can we change the name? There's so many other words, colloquialisms we can use for this. Come on, man. Do we have to say the quiz with balls? Can we just say the picks or whatever? But then, man, I saw the check and I was like, yeah, okay, the quiz with balls. Hosted by Jay Farrell.
I'm the winner. That's right.
Hey, but.
I got to ask you something about you started as JJ in the ABC live in front of a studio audience version of All in the Family and Good Times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just got a quick story. So I was doing a morning show on the radio, and Jimmy JJ Walker was coming through, and he gets on, and we're talking about everything. And I, you know, at the end of it, I go, okay, man, if you can, you know, give me a little, Randy Miller is dynamite. And he goes, $500.
Oh, no.
He goes, $500. And I said, huh?
Oh, wow.
Huh? He's $500. I don't say dynamite for less than $500. I'm like, what? Huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes into like his political talk show career. And I'm going, who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
This ain't the man. This ain't Junior from Good Times. What's going on?
That's right. What happened?
Here's the thing. I will say this, man. And you know, when people come up to me, it's kind of same, not the same. Oh, okay. Same type of situation,
right?
But response is different. Like, people come up to me, hey man, you know, hey bro, can I get that Denzel or whatever? You know, at first I was a little apprehensive to do it, but then you got to think, whatever, when somebody comes up to you and they're quoting what you're doing, you've given them a little joy in their life, right? So I would be remiss, and who am I to starve you from something that potentially saved you from a dark moment or got you through a time that was dark? Because as comedians, that's what we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We give that light. So I have to, I gotta do it for you, man, because
cool.
You know, if I don't, then, you know, you're going to go home and you'll be like, man, he was a butthole. He didn't want to do this, you know what I mean? Which maybe I was having a day or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
You give people that, man, because, look, everybody is a customer. Everybody. Mm. But as an entertainer, you got to look at it as everybody out here has a potential to come to your show. If the food that you're giving out when they meet you tastes bad, well, guess what? They're not going to come back to the restaurant.
Right, right.
But if you got a good dish, you were positive, you know, you were smiling, you even took a picture with them.
Right.
Man, that means so much more. That means so much more to them. And then the word will spread that you're not a butthole, and then your business continues to grow.
Yeah.
It's all about the business, and you got to look at it from that aspect.
You're a smart
guy. And not just, somebody's coming up to me and they want me to do Dynamite, and then, no, nah, don't, you right. know, God, just, and to each his own, okay?
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
I'm not judging a band for charging for it. It's right. whatever.
Right.
But I'm saying, when you if you come up to me and you ask me something, man, I'm not going to be like, man, F you. I'm going to think about it in a different way. I'm going to use the other side of my brain,
yeah.
and I'm going to try to bring you in so that you're a forever fan and not just a microwavable one. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
We can catch him on Cameo. We're talking to Jay Farrell here on the National Defense. Hey, the other thing I want to get into is your Farrell Foundation. This is pretty cool, man. This is about scholarships, right?
Absolutely. So the Farrell Family Foundation is aimed towards kids who are pursuing college with the intent to study the arts, you know. So it doesn't matter what type of art it is. You can be a dancer. You can be an a music engineer. You could do a theater, whatever type of art. You could just be a graphic artist, a designer, whatever it is. My goal is to find those children that everybody looked over, like I was looked over in high school, because, you know, I was looked over. I was an artistic I was an artistic kid, you know.
Right,
my strengths were on the stage. My strengths were in drawing, painting, all of that. So with the artsy students, most of the time, people are not expecting a lot from them. But you don't know who you're looking over. You don't know. You could be seeing the next Pharrell in front of you. You could be seeing the next Missy Elliott. You could be seeing the next Wanda Sykes. You could be seeing the next Jay Farrell. You could be seeing the next Timberland. The next Pharrell,
yeah.
You don't know. So it's very important to focus on those folks and pour into them so they can achieve their goal to become those big entities. You know what I mean?
Man, I love that.
And that's what I do, man. I give scholarships away. It's getting even bigger. You know, we just had the fall ball, you know, and a lot of support. Cliff Hayes came out. Bobby Scott came out. Phil Thornton, he's in the industry as well. You know, I was there and I honored my principal.
Yeah, I saw that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so
great.
It's all about giving back. And honestly, bro, I didn't even want to go public with it at first because I've been doing it for 10 years. I've been giving away scholarships.
Oh, really?
I
had no idea. Had no idea it was 10 years. Wow.
I didn't want to say anything about it because I'm a strong and firm believer in you giving the glory to God and not taking it for yourself. You know, I see people on Instagram who are videotaping themselves, giving stuff to the homeless and all of that. Well, if you videotape it,
right.
Who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for the people to get praise?
Stealing your blessing, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you want to have the right intentions, man. And, you know, hey, if I videotaped every time I gave away some money, well, my Instagram would be broke because it'd be too many videos.
And so many more people asking you for money.
Exactly, which I'm trying to stop and avoid. My cousins, I had to block some of them. I ain't even lying.
Hey, man, you know, talking about people who get overlooked, our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans, and their families. Can you just...
appreciate you all service.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I was just trying to imagine Eddie Murphy as a drill instructor. I was just trying to imagine. Imagine how that would be.
Right, left, right, left. What you doing, maggot? What the hell? You need to straighten up, maggot. That's right. Drop down and give me 50. Drop down and give me 50. Yes, yes, yes. Now run around. That's right. Run around. That's right. You were fighting. You were fighting for your country. You were fighting for your right. You were fighting for your freedom. And you could die today, but it's okay. Because we're going to give you a nice little purple heart, and your ass going to be fine. And everybody going to celebrate you. Yes, that's right. And you're going to have what they call, yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You're a tremendous Jay Farrell, his new special Jared on YouTube, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm just such a huge fan. It's been such a treat.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.